My absolute favorite quote about time management is one from Stephen Covey. And he says, "The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities." Well, I have a question for you. Are you living your priorities? Are you finding time to invest in those areas like your health, family, your spiritual walk, those areas of your life that you say are truly most important to you? Are you investing your time in that area? Oh, I want to talk about it today, my friends.
Are you tired of feeling like you never measure up? Are you tired of setting goals but giving up on yourself before you ever cross the finish line? Are you ready to live a life that you actually enjoy? Oh girl, you're in the right place. Are you ready to experience confidence like you never have before? You are in the right place. God made you powerful and capable. And if you struggle to see yourself that way, I believe it's because your self-image has become distorted. My name is Tina Feemster. I'm a trained and certified Christian self-image coach, and God has placed a call on my heart to reach Christian women who struggle with how they see themselves. When you learn the truth about who you are in Him and who He is in you, your whole life will be renewed and improved in a way that only God can orchestrate. I'm going to help you discover the incredible way that God put you together. Settle in, sis, and get cozy. We're going to talk about it.
Hello, my radiant friends. Time management. What a fun topic, right? Well, it isn't really time management, is it? It's not like we can manage time. The challenge really is to manage ourselves within the frames of time that the Lord gives us. My question should have been, do you struggle with managing your efforts each day? Are you making progress in the areas that are truly important to you? Someone once said, the secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. And I think that is so true. What we do today is impacting our tomorrows. And the question for me really is, Tina, are you working on doing things today that is going to have a positive impact in your tomorrows? You know, that's important. And for us to really sit down and consider that question. Let's take just a glance back at yesterday, if you will. Within your waking hours, how did you spend your time? How did you manage yourself, your efforts within the time that the Lord gave you? Did you invest in your future health, your most important relationships, including your relationship with the Lord? Did you make an investment in those areas? Did you actually exercise some effort to make improvements in those areas? You know, there have been times where I have struggled in this particular area of my life. I said time management was fun, a fun topic, but that was a stretch. It is not necessarily fun. Time management is work, or managing my own behavior rather in time, within the context of time, is work. It's most often not fun, but it is necessary if I'm going to create a life I love. It's true for all of us. We have to make investments in our days, during our days, within this context of time. Ephesians chapter 5 says that how we spend our time is important. It actually reads, "Do not be unwise, but wise, making the best use of your time, because the times are evil." Even in Colossians chapter 4, it says to behave wisely toward outsiders, making the best use of your time. So obviously, how we spend this limited resource of our time is important to the Lord, and it should be important to us as well. So time management, though it is not a fun subject, not, well, maybe for some of you it is, but for me it is not, because it sounds like work. It sounds like I'm going to have to do some work. But you know what? It is work that is required if I want to live the life that I enjoy. So the Holy Spirit really helped me understand the concept of efforts within time blocks. One day when I had one of those God thoughts, you know, those thoughts that kind of hit your brain out of nowhere, and you know the thought didn't come from you because you weren't even thinking along these lines. You were thinking about something completely different, and then bam, here it is. Well, Holy Spirit said to me, and this is verbatim the sentence that went through my brain, that my heart heard, and it was a question. It says, Tina, you are not going to get out of this hour. So what will you get out of this hour? Now, I had to sit with that question for a bit. I even ended up on the phone with a friend of mine and had a conversation about it. You know, time is, and we are in it. Like, here time is, and we are in it. We have it, and then it's gone. We cannot control it. It comes, and it passes. And the very minutes that you are spending here with me right now are never going to come again. They're going to pass and never return. So you are in this hour. You cannot escape it. The next hour is going to come and you're going to be in it. So what are you going to get out of it? Within the waking hours of the day, we are either consuming or creating. You know, like consuming, we're on social media, consuming, we're reading a book to learn about a subject, we're consuming. Wait, some consumption is good and some consumption is not. You know, we're like when you consume food, you can consume good, healthy, high protein, great for your body kind of stuff, or you can consume brownies that aren't great for you. So, well, we can consume for our minds as well. We can consume social media, and a little bit of that is okay, just like a little brownie is okay. But if we just sit and scroll all day on social media, that's not good. So we're consuming in a way that's not serving us well. So we are consumers, and we are also creators. So, you know, the Lord's question to me, Tina, this hour is here. You are in it. What will you wisely create? What will you wisely consume? The Lord says, make the best use of your time. And it is sobering to me that as a 56-year-old woman, I most likely have more years behind me than I do ahead of me. On the day that I'm actually recording this, I have been alive 20,784 days. If I live 40 more years, I have 14,610 days left. Guys, that puts it in perspective. Like, this is something that is, it's going to come and it's going to go. It's spent and it's gone. I have 14,610 days left. And if I am wise, I will set my intentions to consume or create in a way that is the best use of those days, and they will glorify God. So being wise is work, y'all. And time management is not really us managing time. It's us managing ourselves in the context of time. And we have to manage ourselves well. And that requires that we do some purposeful thinking. Like, what do we want? What do we want in our lives? What does God want for us? If you have been waking up each day and simply going through the motions, but you want to be more intentional, I would say start with those questions. God, what do I absolutely know, without a doubt, you want for me? God has made you your own caregiver. You need to look at yourself as someone you're taking care of. You're caring for yourself. God made you your own caregiver. You are a steward of this life, this gift of life that He's given to you. You are the manager who serves under the Lord's leadership of your life. So if you were to ask Him for His instructions concerning your life, what would He say? What do you know for sure that God wants for you? Pick any aspect of your life, any area, such as health, a career, maybe ministry, if you want to go a bit deeper, start with yourself, but then work your way out, you know, like your relationships, your home management, your career. As long as you are alive and operating within this realm of time, you are making decisions about what you consume and create. And those decisions are building your life and your experience in this life. You are writing a history with those decisions. So what does God want you to consume? What does He want you to create? And if you feel like you just don't know the big picture, do the little things. You know, the little things that are tough, like eating right and exercising on a consistent basis and drinking enough water and that kind of thing. That's tough enough. That's a good learning ground right there. A few years ago, I sensed that God wanted me to create a routine that I could follow that helped me manage my home more effectively. Without a system, I was spending an entire day on the weekends cleaning and organizing the house when I could have spent much of that time with friends and family. It would have been much, much more enjoyable, right? Well, now I have a schedule. And it's very seldom that I ever leave my bedroom without having first made my bed, tidy up my bedroom, tidy up the master bath. And I mean, that's just the routine. It's the habit that I have built. I do not open the door to my bedroom and go out into the rest of the house until I have made my bed and tidied up the bedroom and master bath. I wash my bedding on Saturdays. That's just, it's a given. That's what I do. I strip, when we get out of the bed on Saturdays, I strip the bed and toss it into the washer. It's just what I do on Saturdays. On Tuesdays, I gather the trash and I check for expired foods in the fridge. It's just what I do on Tuesdays. And my fridge gets a quick wipe down on Saturdays. This is routine. There is hardly a day now that takes me more than 60 minutes total to complete my household duties. On the weekends, I have more time to do things other than all of that housework. And there are occasionally, seasons in my life where my schedule gets interrupted. And, you know, for example, I could find myself not feeling well under the weather for a few days, or maybe I have a schedule where I'm going to be out of town and I come back home and it's just, you know, kind of chaos for 2 or 3 days till I get my back on my feet. But there, you know, for some reason, I'm unable to do my daily chores. So what I do there is I just pick up where I left off. So let's say that I felt unwell for a few days and I wake up on Tuesday and I'm like, man, I'm 100%. I'm doing great. Well, I just pick up on whatever Tuesday's chore list is and I forget all the other stuff. On Tuesday, I do what I'm supposed to do on Tuesday. And Wednesday, I do what I'm supposed to do on Wednesday. The days that I miss, wait until the next week. This works for me. This system works so well for me. This required some thinking to figure out, but it is so much better now. And it took me a while to kind of get in the flow of it, but it is worth it, y'all. It is worth it. And currently, I'm working on a system for my health as well. I have gained a significant amount of weight with this menopause thing. Girls, menopause. Oh, my word. I never knew it was going to be like this. But anyway, so the body just wants to hang on to every little ounce it can get. And it's just so stubborn, isn't it? Ugh, so frustrating. But now I am working on this system for my health. And I'll have a fully functional system or plan that guides me in stewarding my health and takes away all the guesswork. Like I'm going to wake up and I know what I'm doing that day. Am I strengthening my arms? Am I strengthening my legs? You know, am I walking? Am I in? If I am walking, how far am I walking? And today, am you know, what's on the meal plan? So it's going to take out all of that guesswork. And though I'm not a fan of being so strict that you don't enjoy life, I will say I am a super fan of having simple plans that are easy to follow that free up your time so you can do other things. I got myself into this place with my health, I feel like, because I would wake up in the day and not know what I was doing. Like, I didn't know what I was eating. I did, or like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to work on my, you know, I'm going to work to lose weight. I'm going to not eat this and I'm going to eat that. And I'm going to, you know, I'd have all these things I was going to do the next day. And then wake up and it wasn't specific enough. I didn't have a really good system to use. So I'm working on cleaning that up and making it something that's simple, that works for me, that really brings me freedom. And instead of, you know, some people say, oh, that's so strict. I could never do that. It's just so regimented. No, it's freedom for me because it takes the guesswork out of it. Like my mind doesn't have to figure out what I'm having for breakfast or lunch or dinner. Like it's all laid out there. I already planned that way ahead of time. So having a plan so that you don't fail, right? So these systems, they assist you in self-management so that it helps you to use your time wisely. When we talk about time management, we're not really talking about time management. We're talking about self-management. And when you build systems in your life, that helps you to manage yourself in a better way. If you really want to up-level your life, build into your life these simple plans that work for you. All of these different areas of your life, if you can get a system built around them, it works so much better. Systemize everything that you routinely do, and it won't be long before your life is running like a well-oiled machine. You'll have built habits that serve you well. Just like when I leave the bedroom in the morning, my bed's made. Like it's made. I don't even open the door until my bed is made. And it takes me like 3 minutes to tidy things up. It's not like it takes forever. It's just a quick thing. But it's a habit that serves me well. And to me, that is wisdom. You know, as the scripture we talked about earlier says, to spend your time wisely. That is wisdom to me. It's like having a plan and working the plan. That is smart self-management in the realm of time. So build systems around the things that you do on a routine basis, like washing your clothes and washing your sheets and dusting and cleaning the bathrooms and that kind of thing. Just make a system around those things because it is smart self-management. All right, guys, until next time, I love you.
If you've enjoyed our time together today, please don't keep it to yourself. Spread the love and share the episode with a friend who could use a boost of inspiration, some revelation. That would be awesome. Also, request to join our free Facebook community. It's called Renewed and Radiant. You'll find the link in our show notes for this episode. We would love to have you join us. And one more thing, if you have found value in our conversation today, would you please take a moment and leave a review? Scroll all the way down on your device and click write a review. It's a little bitty spot way at the bottom. If you could leave a review, that would help me reach more ladies who need to join our community of faith-driven self-image warriors. Until next time, my friends, stay blessed, stay radiant, and always remember that your self-image is a masterpiece being revealed. I'll catch you in the next episode.